Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for bringing it, for hanging out with me and me and our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Tamar's with us right now. She's in Berlin, Germany, through the miracle and the magic of 21st century telecommunications and the magic fingers of my buddy Kevin on the boards there. Tamar, thanks again for hanging out with us. We appreciate it very much. She's the president of Immigration Works USA. Thank you for your work, for the way you make this the idea, the principles of immigration issues. You try to bring some order and some sense to it, Tamar, and I appreciate your work.
You're too nice, Jim, and it's mutual. You run a great show. It's always nice to be here and great to talk to your audience.
Thanks. So let's talk about, we've been talking about politics. We've been talking about what's going to happen on the campaign over the next 12 months or so with the candidates and both parties on immigration. But there's another thing, battle going on right now between the Obama administration and the states, first with Arizona, then with Alabama, now with South Carolina. These are three states. There are others too, but these are three states that have decided to have their own immigration law. And what other ones? I've forgotten Utah. Maybe I forgot some others.
Well, Utah's in there. Georgia's in there.
Right.
Indiana. There's a suit in Indiana.
So these states. Tell us why is, do these states have a right to do their own, to practice their own immigration laws, or should this be a federal thing?
Well, that's the $64,000 question, right? The Supreme Court has looked at it already once, the ruling that came out earlier this year, and now they're looking at it again. On immigration, like on lots of things, we're kind of at a moment where the pendulum is shifting, right? It's one of the big issues of American history, states' rights. How much do the states have, federalism? How much
right.
is it up to the states on lots of issues? And because we're at such a moment of gridlock in Congress, and maybe for some other reasons, sort of internet or something in general, there's a big pendulum swing toward the states on lots of issues. From gay rights to immigration, kind of,
mm-hmm.
you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And so on immigration, it's the way it's played out is that is in 06 and 07, Congress failed to solve what everybody, no matter what your politics, recognizes as a broken system. And when Congress failed to solve it, states started taking matters into their own hands. And back in the day, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I and many others used to say the states have no right to do this. And we used to say we're sure,
mm-hmm.
it's unconstitutional,
mm-hmm.
this is crazy, this is an abomination. Well, now, actually a third of the states have the kind of law that says what kind of enforcement you have to do, what employers have to do in the workplace,
mm-hmm.
that they have to use the electronic e-verify system. So a third of the states have actually passed laws.
Well, don't you...
Something that many of us used to think was totally out of bounds.
But Tamar, don't you think it's because these governors didn't wake up one morning, or these legislatures didn't wake up one morning and say, I want to pick a fight with a bunch of folks. They woke up and said, you know what? We have issues that somebody's got to solve. It looks like they looked around, they said the federal government should be doing this, but they're not, so we have to take our matters into our own hands. Isn't that what happened?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the problem is, and here's the problem, and I'm not against some federalism, right? I think especially when the feds can't solve it, I like the idea of the states being the laboratories of democracy. But the problem, and trying to come up with some solutions, the problem is on immigration, it's kind of hard for the states to do much except crack down harder on a broken system. Because
mm-hmm.
if you've got a lot of 11 million people here who broke the law 20 years ago, what exactly can the states do about that except maybe drive them out of their
right.
state to another state? Yes, the states can help with some kinds of enforcement, but, ultimately it's about the border and how much can
right.
the states do about the border? Certainly the states, I don't think we want to go to a situation where we have every state having a different set of rules for
but
citizenship.
But that's kind of where we're headed tomorrow, which and I've got less than a minute left. What's it going to take to have a national immigration policy that works?
the two parties are going to have to get serious and compromise on one.
Yeah.
And they,
yeah.
so far, they're just not even getting close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And the states, see, I have some hope for the states in the sense that I think the states send a signal, hey, folks, this is really broken.
Mm-hmm.
We really got to get to try some things. And maybe they'll come up with some good ideas. So I'm not against them trying in the short term.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that the hope will be that that eventually drives us back to Congress and gets Congress off its ducks
right.
and
right.
solving it.
Yeah, that's from your mouth to God's ears, Tamar. Hey, Tamar, thank you for being here. Appreciate you joining us all the way from Berlin.
You.
Safe travels when you come back, and let's get together
again,
soon.
Great. Happy New Year.
You too. Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.